The fans are on their feet. The lower section is filled tonight at the Janelle Center at 7:33. Here's the opening tip. What a control by West Texas A&M. Dressed in black, and we are underway. They'll shoot to our right basket. Through back top of the circle against a 2-3 zone defense by Angelo State. Top of the circle is Burgess. Inside the lane, off to the right side is Dubarker. Shot hits the left side of the rim. Rebound by Maddie Stevens for Angelo State. We are underway, but around Bells will have the basketball for the first time tonight. Sawyer Lord will have to be one of the key storylines for Angelo State. She scored 8 points in one of the meetings against West Texas A&M. There is Tina McGee Pleasant. Hook shot inside the lane with the right hand. Left side front court for Angelo State. They have an early 2-0 lead. 40 seconds into this contest. West Texas A&M with the basketball will shoot to our right. From the near corner is Hemer. At the right circle is Burgess. Underneath off to the right side, and the layup goes in by Nyla Thubach. Right side of the lane off the right-hand layup off the window. We're even at 2. We played 1 minute into this contest in this South Central Regional. Angelo State with the basketball will shoot to our left, dressed in their white jerseys. So Lloyd, top of the circle. McGee Pleasant, head of the circle, feeds to Near. She is fouled. She takes it to the rack, left side of the lane. Achia Near averages 2 points per contest. And the foul is on Nalum Thubach. That's her first and a team's first for West Texas A&M. Near's on the First Financial Bank free throw line. Get your ASU debit card at First Financial Bank, you first. Great scene at the Janelle Center for the South Central Regional. The first shot kisses the right side of the iron and drops out. ASU Rambells basketball is brought to you in part by Sonora Bank. The difference is the winning team of people inside Sonora Bank in the great city of San Angelo. The second shot by Near goes in, 1 out of 2 from the line. 3-2 Angelo State in this early portion of this first quarter in the South Central Regional. West Texas A&M with the basketball. Macha Barker, top of the circle. Leads the team, averages 12.8 points per game. Off to the right side as Taylor drives the right side of the lane. That is an offensive charge called on Lauren Taylor. Right side of the lane. That's her first and the team second for West Texas A&M. Welcome to the Mortgage Financial Services broadcast table. In a challenging real estate market today, go to the most trusted mortgage lender in West Texas. Call Valerie Priest at Mortgage Financial Services. Rambells the basketball. Left side front court. Near loses the basketball. Picked up by West Texas A&M. Taylor to the top of the circle. Long three with the right hand. That skips the right side of the iron. Lloyd with the rebound for Angelo State inside the lane from our right to our left. Jump shot right at the key. That rolls out. But a foul is called on the Lady Buffs of West Texas A&M. That'll be on Aza Hemor. That will be her first and the team's third. 8-12 to play in the first quarter. Rapid start from the Janelle Center. Sawyer Lloyd is on the First Financial Bank free throw on left side. Averages 15.7 points per game. Her first shot goes in. ASU Rambells basketball is brought to you in part by Angelo Plumbing Supply, has built their business on customer service and proud supporter of Angelo State University. The second shot by Sawyer Lloyd goes in. Rambells up by 3-5-2. We play 2 minutes in this first quarter. West Texas A&M with the basketball will shoot to our right. Machenbacher, top of the circle against a 2-3 zone defense. Lob pass to Thubach, right side of the lane. That foul will be caught on Tay McGee Pleasant for Angelo State. That will be her first and the team's first for ASU. While we have a moment, we also like to thank some of the key people on Foster Communications. Rick Andrews is our operations manager and also the board operator tonight. He will serve in double duty. We thank Mr. Andrews for all of his hard work. Jeremy Bryant is the sports director. On the right free throw line, Thubach, her first shot goes in. She has 3 points. 5-3 advantage for Angelo State, up by a deuce. The second shot that rolls in. She has all 4 points for West Texas A&M. Angelo State up by 1-5-4. Morrow calls to play with her left thumb at the head of the circle. McGee Pleasant, right key, jump shot, right of the key with the right hand. That slaps the right side of the iron. Rebound by West Texas A&M, brought in by Burgess. 7:37 to play in this first quarter in this highly anticipated matchup from the Janelle Center. Hemer from the left wing. Lob pass, over to the left side. The Thubach, and that's a travel call on West Texas A&M from that left wing on Thubach. So it's a turnover. Angelo State with the basketball. Up by 1-5-4. We mentioned that the Big Three, they've averaged 44 points per game. The team averaged 67 points of the season. Maddie Stevens, right side of the lane with the right-handed layup goes in. Stevens with her first field goal. It's 7-4 advantage for Angelo State, up by three. 7-10 to play in the first quarter. Machabacher, right circle beyond the three-point line. Right-hand dribble. Played by Sawyer Lloyd. Machabacher, top of the circle, holds the basketball over her left ear. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Thubach, right side of the lane. Right circle, he made for three. That pinball's out his left side of the iron. Basketball's loose inside the lane. Right side front court. On the floor is Machenbacher. Also, Sawyer Lloyd dives for the basketball with 6:47 to play in the first. Possession arrow favors Angelo State. So Sawyer Lloyd, the Lone Star Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Once again, Johnny on the spot for the Rambels. 7-4 is our count. Advantage for Angelo State at the Janelle Center, up by three, 6:40 to play in the first 10 minutes of action. Morrow, top of the circle, left side front court. McGee Pleasant at the left wing. Right hand dribble, skips one on the floor to Stevens. 360 spin move, left handed shot is blocked from behind by Jayla Burgess. The basketball goes out of play at the near baseline, left side front court. Well, Maddie Stevens, we like to quickly tell you about her story, had a class with her. She was in one of our media classes 3 years ago, and we had a branding speech, and her speech was on how and why Angelo State will win the championship. She said that 3 years ago. Her prediction was spot on. Tim McGee Pleasant drives inside the lane, is charged with the offensive foul. That will be her second foul of the game for Angelo State. 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Angelo State up by 3-7-4. So Maddie Stevens, she gave that presentation to the scholars 3 years ago and predicted that Angelo State would win the championship, and that was her brand and her goal, and she certainly has done that in 2023. West Texas A&M with the basketball, right side front court. Hemer, top of the circle, over to Machenbacher. 10 seconds on the shot clock, played by Stevens. Arms extended, drives inside the lane. The right-handed shot is blocked by Tay McGee Pleasant. The basketball goes out of play at the far baseline. They'll say it's last touch by West Texas A&M, so a great defense by Tay McGee Pleasant for Angelo State. Rambels up by a score of 7-4, 5:57 remain in this first stanza. Lloyd, top of the circle. Stevens, left circle, beyond the three-point line. Lloyd at the far sideline, beyond the three-point line. Jump shot from the right wing that slips out off the back heel. Rebound pulled in by Kyla Kane for West Texas A&M. Top of the circle, left-hand dribble played by Neer against a 2-3 zone defense. 5:35 to play in the first. Machenbacher at the right circle, points with her left hand. Top of the circle is Taylor. Back to Machenbacher, long three from the right side. That pinball's out in front of Coach Ellis. Lloyd with the rebound for Angelo State inside the paint. Right-hand hip-high dribble. Into the left side front court at the nearest circle beyond the three-point line. Right-hand dribble at the foul line. Underhand to McGee Pleasant. Jump shot left of the key by Tay. That rolls out. Hits the left side iron. Rebound pulled in by Nalum Thubach by West Texas A&M. We approach 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Angelo State up by 3-7-4. Top of the circle, Taylor. Left-hand dribble against Stevens. Left sideline is Hemer for three. That punches out. Long rebound by Stevens at the left side of the lane for Angelo State. Murrow into the left side front court at the right sideline. Lloyd long three ball from the right circle. That rattles out offensive rebound by Stevens at the right of the key. 4:43 to play in the first. Angelo stayed up by 3-7-4. Lob pass by Sawyer Lloyd. Intercepted by Kane by West Texas A&M from our left to our right, dressed in the black jerseys. Machenbacher top of the circle. Hemer at the left wing. And a foul is called at the 4:28 mark in the first quarter. That foul will be called on Sawyer Lloyd. So that will be her first foul and the team's third. So we have a media timeout on the basketball court. Let's step aside for this message from Intertel. So for live from the Janelle Center, this is ASU Rambels Basketball on 100.1 Cool FM.